47 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, 28th day of October. Beautiful fall day ahead, James Timberlake.
Sure. Beautiful? I don't know if that's what I would
phrase it. It's beautiful, man. This is awesome. We can honestly say we're going to close October out because the weather's going to be, you know, good.
Yeah.
We can say October was truly a fall to remember.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, you can say that.
Yeah, I'll say that.
Okay. There was lots of leaves on the ground, I guess. That's sure.
That I know of, yes. That's for sure. James, yesterday, we were talking about the Charmin unveiling its giant forever rolls.
Yeah.
You know? And if you missed the show, you know, see, that's why you should never miss the show. Charmin reintroduced its massive, reintroducing its massive forever roll. It's 1,700 sheets designed to last like a month. They launched it in 2019 as a novelty. Well, the jumbo roll is returning for everyone and can be purchased. You can pick up a couple rolls at your favorite online store. And the Forever Roll boasts 32 times the sheets of a standard roll, okay? So we talked about that yesterday. Mm-hmm. Well, I got an email yesterday from a listener. I'm not going to name her name because I didn't ask her for permission to mention her name.
Right.
But she sent me a picture. She said, listening to the program this morning, I got a kick out of the Charmin Forever Roll conversation. I got mine back in 2020. I'm glad they're back. I've always hoarded toilet paper. If there's only a dozen rolls in the house, I restock.
Wow.
Thanks for the thanks for the entertainment.
The ultra.
She has a picture of herself holding up her two gigantuous rolls.
Yeah.
I'm Charmin.
Oh, so they're...
I love it.
Yeah, you know what? That is...
I absolutely love it. Thank you for sending us. We love to hear input. Feedback.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
Send one of the rolls, though, too.
Yeah, James...
We'll test it out.
I think James really wants a large roll.
I do think it'd be really funny, but...
I think you're really wanting one. That's what I'm sensing. All right. There you go. Thank you for sending that in. Made my day. October 28th, Jane Alexander. She is 86, actress today, 86. Julia Roberts, one of my favorite actresses, is 58.
Great actress.
Yes. Brad Paisley is 53.
Okay.
Joaquin Phoenix is 51 today. James, did you stay up all the way and watch the game last night?
No, I did not.
There's no way.
I figured
when I got up this morning and flipped on the station, flipped on our Fox Sports station, they were talking about Dodgers and Blue Jays. You know, LA now leads the series. I go, I'm thinking to myself, I finally hit it. Like it's like one of the longest games ever.
Yeah, 18 innings.
He goes, no, they won it 2-1 in 18 innings. I'm thinking there was no what that. I mean, there were people up at 3 o'clock in the morning, listening to that game.
They're lucky that was a West Coast game.
Yeah, it lasted 6 hours and 39 minutes.
Yeah, it was. The Dodgers have had a couple of those games in my lifetime of World Series games that have gone 18 innings.
18 innings. Six and a half plus hours.
Yeah. It's no joke. You got to be if you're going to sit up and watch it, you got to be a fan.
I wonder if they have a lot of people in the stands by the end of that game?
Yeah.
You would have had to. You would have said, we can't leave now. And it's like, and then you're probably sitting there going,
that's what I would
have been. When's this going to end?
I mean, once you get into a certain number, you're like, okay, I can't leave now.
I know.
I have to stay.
Yeah, you have to stay.
Because
now you're
going to
be part of history at that point in time. All right. Anyway, wow. L.A. leads, 2-1?
Two to one.
Do they play tonight?
I don't know. I think so. Yeah. No. Yes. Today. 6 o'clock.
They play tonight. Yeah. I thought I heard Kevin say they play tonight.
They go to sleep for 7 hours. They wake up and they're back at the field.
And go back on the field. Oh, man. 1636 on the date book. The first U.S. college, James, is founded. Harvard. I didn't know Harvard was the first.
I didn't know Harvard was the first either.
I knew it had been around for an extremely long time. I was thinking 1700s, but it was 1636.
Wow.
Okay. 1793. Eli Whitney applies for a patent for the cotton gin.
Okay.
On this date, 1886, the Statue of Liberty, a gift from the people of France, dedicated in New York Harbor by President Cleveland.
Very cool.
Nice. Yeah. 1904, St. Louis police try a new investigation method. Fingerprints. Now it's,
we all
has been, DNA.
Yeah.
Right? You can get DNA from anything.
Pretty much.
You can pretty much walk by something and your DNA is on it.
The one that I know is not a myth, but like hair follicles have to be connected to the skin somehow when they're taken, or it won't produce any DNA, which was a fallacy, because I thought it was always like you just need one lock of hair and they have your DNA, but apparently that's not true.
No.
It's got to be specific.
Yeah. Okay.
So the more you know.
Yeah. 1965, the Gateway Arch, completed in St. Louis. Ever been there?
Yeah.
It's cool, isn't it?
Overrated, in my opinion.
I like it.
There's
a convention every January, broadcaster convention. I haven't gone the last couple of years, but it's at the base of the arch where the hotel is. So we're sitting in this big conference room, and the windows, it's all windows. And it points out to the arch.
Right.
It's really cool. I took the tour. We had a tour. I went to the top. Wow. That's high.
Yeah, it is. It's also really cramped.
Yeah. And, really cramped and really high. That. Yeah. I don't mind that so much. Yeah. But it was, there was some people kind of getting a little antsy in the old elevator on the way up. So.
Well, it's a weird elevator, too, because it's curved.
It is.
So you're... Yeah, you're going different. In a weird direction.
Yeah. 2002, a Turkish man with four wives, James.
Okay.
50 children.
Wow.
He said, I'm not having any more kids.
Maybe a couple too late there, Chief.
Well, a couple too late there, Chief. Yeah. He fathered 14 children with his first wife, 12 with his second, 14 children with his third wife, and 10 children with his fourth wife.
Man.
The Istanbul tobacco farmer said he'd had enough.
Well, hey.
Yeah.
50, at least you found a cutoff point.
Wow. Okay. Dang. Today's chocolate day. Let's celebrate, right?
Okay. I like chocolate, sure.
Yeah, I know, right? Tip of the cap, first responders day today.
Okay.
It is Animation Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Who doesn't love animation?
Who doesn't? It is Plush Animal Lovers Day.
Okay. Sure. Right.
Separation of Church and State Day.
Okay.
Wednesday.
Sure.
It is, and of course, Statue of Liberty Dedication Day.
It is.
So there you go.
It's Statue of Liberty Dedication Day.
Yeah. Okay. So if you're going to mail something off to your brother, James, or your dad for Christmas.
Okay.
Or if anyone's mailing anything, they say USPS, Christmas gift. If you want your Christmas, to be sure your Christmas gifts are going to arrive on time. The shipping experts now say that your item should be mailed no later than December 8th.
Okay. December 18th
to ensure that your Christmas gifts are going to arrive on time. So December 18th. All right.
If you're mailing it, I mean, I feel like if you're mailing it a couple days late is probably okay. It's not the end of the world, you know?
Well, just depends.
I guess it depends on who you're
talking
about.
Some people are just really, you know, Like me, I really don't care. If it's a couple days late, I don't care. That's all right.
Some people like to have it on.
I always tell my kids, they're always asking me, yeah, what do you want for Christmas? Like, I don't really want anything.
Yeah. I say that.
To be honest with you, I really don't. I just want time with them.
I say that too.
That's what I tell them. And they go, you say that every year.
Yeah. I say that too, but I do want something, you know. You gotta look humble, you know.
I really don't. I really don't need anything. All right. Mega Million drawings tonight, James. 714 mil. Dang it. Better go
still?
Buy a ticket.
When does
714 million?
But when does it draw?
Oh, it's usually in the evening sometime. I don't remember what it is.
But it goes by different days too, right? Like, I thought it was Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays or something.
I think it's Tuesdays.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Tuesday, well, obviously, because it said
today.
Tonight.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So Tuesday, and I think there's one Saturday. I don't know if they have one on Thursday or not.
Hmm.
Anyway. 94th time, Rockefeller Center, New York, hosts the annual Christmas tree. 75-foot Norway spruce, 11 ton. Oof.
That's heavy.
That's big. The tree is set to be cut down November 6th and delivered to Manhattan on November 8th. And then, you know what's really cool after this? After the display is over with, they take it down mid-January.
Mm-hmm.
They recycle it into lumber for Habitat for Humanity projects.
Oh, cool.
That is cool.
I didn't know that.
I know. See, you learn something new every day.
How about that?
Yeah. Trivia today. You eat eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Love eggs.
You ever see the carton where they classify them? Measurements? 30-ounce, 27-ounce, 24-ounce, 21, 18-ounce?
Yeah.
Egg sizes. If a dozen eggs weighs 30 ounces or more, that's the jumbo.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, so it goes by weight?
Yes.
Not by amount?
I did not know that. See, I'm thinking, I look at the jumbo eggs, I'm thinking, what, is a fist-size egg in that thing?
So I always thought it was just amount.
I know. We're learning something more today. Dozen eggs weighs 30 ounces. It's classified as jumbo, 27 ounces, extra large, 24 ounces, weight, large, 21 ounces equals medium, and 18 ounces equals small.
Hmm.
So there you go.
Cool.
All right.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. Something you know. And guess how many people are around the world are using a VCR today?
19.
How about, James, 19 million people?
I missed a couple digits, but I wasn't too far off.
You were right there with the 19.
Yeah.
But it's 19 million people are using the VCR still today. Have a great day. James is next. You're listening to News Talk 930 KROE Sheridan. It's 8 a.m. Fox.